This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Another round of talks fails to reach an agreement to avert President Trump's threatened tariffs on Mexico, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
The top commander of American forces in the Middle East said Thursday Iran has chosen to step back and recalculate after a United States buildup of military assets in the region. General Frank McKenzie spoke with three reporters accompanying him to the Gulf, the USS Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group, four Air Force B-52 bombers, and additional batteries of Army Patriot air defense systems were rushed to the region after U.S. intelligence picked up on Iranian threats in the first days of May. McKenzie added he still has concerns about potential aggression by Iran. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials say it corrected some of the problems cited after spot checks of four detention facilities, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
ICE officials say they're working to ensure all facilities comply with standards and have already trained food service staff and extensively cleaned and renovated housing units. That's after the Inspector General's office issued a critical report citing rotting food, moldy bathrooms, inadequate medical care, and the punitive isolation of some detainees while others were subjected to strip searches.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. While traveling through Europe, President Trump once again paused to criticize Special Counsel Robert Mueller and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Mr. Trump contended in a Fox News interview that Mueller made such a fool of himself last week when he delivered his first and only public statement in the 22-month investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, and whether Mr. Trump, as president, obstructed justice by trying to stop it. Pelosi has resisted calls to open an impeachment proceeding against Mr. Trump, preferring to continue wide-ranging House committee investigations of the obstruction allegations. This is VOA News. The United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Norway said Thursday that a preliminary investigation into a coordinated attack on four of their oil tankers in a port last month was likely carried out by a state actor. In a joint statement, they said mines were used in the May 12th coordinated attacks, which left large holes in the hulls of the four tankers, but did not cause more extensive damage or oil spills. Limpets are a type of naval mine that attach to their target with magnets. The three countries presented their initial findings to the UN Security Council in an informal meeting Thursday to discuss what they see as a threat to international commercial navigation and the security of global energy supplies. While they stressed that their investigation is still in the preliminary stage and did not jointly point a finger at any country in their statement, Saudi Arabian UN ambassador said that there was a preponderance of evidence pointing in one direction. British Prime Minister Theresa May steps down as leader of the Conservative Party Friday, and the first round of voting to elect her successor is expected next week. May will remain in the post until a new leader is chosen, likely by the end of July, but she did relinquish control over the direction of Britain's departure from the European Union scheduled for October 31st. The next prime minister will have less than 5 months to decide whether to try to revive May's plan and delay Brexit once again or leave the EU with no agreement at all. May took office after the 2016 referendum vote to sever ties with the EU and spent most of the past 3 years working on the plan, but she failed three times to convince members of parliament to support her Brexit deal. U.S. President Trump has signed a long-delayed bill to deliver disaster aid to communities across the country. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sankar Magani.
The $19.1 billion bill is aimed at helping areas bounce back from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. The president tweeted a picture of himself holding the signed bill in what appears to be his Air Force One office. The legislation sat for months on Capitol Hill amid disputes over the president's border funding demand and more aid for Puerto Rico, which he opposed. Nevertheless, the president tweeted Puerto Rico should love President Trump, claiming without me, they would have been shut out. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping is on a three-day state visit to Russia aimed at underscoring the Russian Sino-cooperation and his close relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the face of strained relations with the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.